Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, rock the boat.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rock.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, you know who you are. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, I got a really quick question for you. How is it that, again, just asking you a question, how is it that so many Americans profess to be Christians, and folks, I'm telling you, all the way to the top, they profess that they're Christians, but corruption comes out of their mouth. And I'll tell you why corruption comes out of their mouth. Because the corruption is inside of their heart. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh, right? How many times I'm talking to professed Christians, they'll talk about the Lord, and in the same sentence, they'll bring up some vulgarity. And it's like, wait a second, I thought it said in Ephesians that we're to let no corrupt communication proceed out of our mouth, but that which is good to the edifying of those that listen to us, to the hearers, that it may minister grace to those that hear us. And I was just thinking about that because, again, I think of James 1:27 where it says, pure religion, okay, it says in verse 26, James 1, if any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is in vain. It's null and void. And then I think about where it says, going to the root of the issue, where it says in 1 Peter 1:23, it says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. And then I think, just surrounding this whole conversation with Scripture, friends, just to uproot those that tolerate the corruption within themselves. Well, the Bible says we're to take every thought captive and make it obedient to the word of God. Now, I've heard a famous preacher one time say, D.L. Moody, he said, listen, we're not responsible for the birds that fly in the air, but we are if we allow them to nest in our hair. And that's exactly right. And just think, we're going to have to give an account on Judgment Day for every idle thought and every idle word. Now, folks, that's grace. We have a responsibility to be, with singleness of eye, the light to the world that the world needs. And who is the light of man? His name is Jesus Christ, John 1. But we need to be responsible with the things that we say. And again, I just want to let you know how this all transpired. Having conversations with people that call themselves Christians, and in the same sentence they're talking about Jesus Christ, and then they're cursing. And I'm just thinking to myself, how is it that you're cursing, and yet you say you're born again? John 3:3, again, 1 Peter 1:23. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, but by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. I cannot stand being around people that call themselves Christians, and in the same sentence, they're cursing. It makes absolutely, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. And I'll tell you what, those men and those women that talk out of both sides of their mouth, that's exactly right. They're unstable. And I got to tell you, friends, if you're born of the Spirit, then you might want to examine to see if you're in the faith. Because the Bible tells us that we're to examine ourselves daily to see if we're in the faith. 2 Corinthians 13. And we are. And we know where we're at by what comes out of our hearts. Because whatever comes out of our hearts is sooner or later going to come out of our mouths. Just food for thought, okay? Just food for thought. You know, and it's also interesting to note that, folks, we have foreigners that come into America speaking of pure Christianity, you know, be holy as I'm holy. Blessed are the pure in heart. You get the point? You know, we walk in holiness. That's a commandment, not a request. It's a commandment. But isn't it interesting how God's got to use foreigners to come into America now to reprove America for their lack of Christianity? As a matter of fact, UFC fighter Yoel Romero, he said this. He said, "What happened to you, USA? You forgot Jesus Christ." Here, as a matter of fact, I'll let our friend Yoel Romero from Cuba go ahead and throw it at you, America. Listen to this. This is incredible.
I want to say something. Maybe I'm trying English. So sorry, I know the people don't understand me, but I'm trying. Hey! Hey, USC! Hey, Miami! Hey, Florida! Listen, people, listen, listen! Listen! What happened to you, USA? What happened to you? What's going on, you? Forget for the best of the best of the world. The name is Jesus Christ. What happened to you? Wake up, USA. Go. Go back for you. Go. Go for Jesus. No, forget Jesus, people.
UFC fighter Yoel Romero. After he wins, Ultimate Fighting Championship middleweight fighter Yoel Romero recently called to America, confronting America with her forgetting her God. I'll tell you, when I first heard it, it hit me the same way it's hitting me right now. It's like, my gosh, Lord, you're sending people in from different countries to wake us up. Have we whored ourselves out that much that we don't even know where we came from anymore? Here's a Cuban coming into America with John 3:16 on his forehead. He has a headband on. Calling out to America saying, "You forgot the best of the best. You forgot the King of Kings." How is it, America, that we forgot the God that put his son on the cross to die for us? How many gods do you know of outside of the God of the Mosaic Institution, the great I Am, the God of Israel that would sacrifice his own son to redeem man back unto himself? How many gods do you know like that, friends? There isn't any. The only one, and we in America know this, and it's to our shame that we forget day by day. But I'll tell you what, it shows you that God has not forgotten America, that he would send a young man over to America to remind her not to forget the best of the best. And his name is Jesus Christ. Forget him not, friends. He is the Redeemer. He is alive forevermore. He is alive forevermore, friends. If you'd like to check us out online, you can do that at sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. These two pages interact one with another. Brand new site, beautiful site. TOL 23 actually put that site up for us, and it's second to none. You can also follow us on our Facebook, which is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, or Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio, or Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Media. Or you can go over to our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1, or you can call us at any time over the next 45 minutes, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. We'll be right back on the other side of this break.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Speaking of which, friends, the UFC fighter Yoel Romero, he said, what happened to you, USA? We played it during the first segment. He said, you have forgotten Jesus Christ. God is sending foreigners over to America to remember his son. An absolute obedience to live unto him who died for us. But interestingly enough, he did a press release shortly thereafter. And he was speaking in his native tongue, and a translator was actually translating what he was saying. And this is what he said. He said, first of all, I'm a man of God. He said in his native language, he said, and God is love. My expressions are always going to be about love. God is love, friends. There's no question about it. Read 1 John. He said, but there's a misunderstanding about gay marriage, he continued. He said, God told Mary Magdalene, you're a prostitute. Go and don't sin anymore. And he told her with love. He said, who am I to judge anybody, even though I didn't refer to that, he added. Now, what's interesting, friends, is when we give forth the word of God, we're giving forth the judge's word to mankind. And it's interesting when people say, thou shalt not judge. Well, guess what, friends? Thou shalt not judge is not in the Bible. Judge not, lest ye be judged, is what it says in Matthew 7. And folks, when we talk about the law of God and we talk about the judgments of God and the statutes of God and the ordinances of God, we're always making reference to he who gave law, he who is the judge, which applies to every single one of us. If I did not make reference to the judge who is love, then guess what? If I don't make reference to what he said and how it applies to mankind, then guess what? I hate my brother. But when I make reference to the judge and his law and how it applies to all of us, it is love because it's the Holy Ghost who comes along to bring forth the conviction of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Without the law, how is he to convict of sin? You know, how many times the Bible says, moreover, the law enters that the offense might abound. How many times you're driving down the highway, friends, and the posted law is 55 miles an hour? About 55 miles an hour in Minnesota here. And interestingly enough, you ever notice when a cop comes down the ramp and he gets on the highway? Everybody that was going 70, 75 miles an hour that was pushing you from the back, all of a sudden they see the cop. What happens? Moreover, the law enters that the offense might abound. They begin to slow down because they know that they're violating the law. They're convicted of their sin, their transgression, their crimes against speed limit laws. And that's exactly why we make reference to God's law all the time. I'm not the lawgiver. I'm making reference to my Father that is. How many times I see my little boys? If one of my little boys does something wrong, one of the other little boys says, "Hey, Dad said. Dad said. Dad said." My little boy isn't looking at his other brother and saying, "Who are you to judge me?" No, he said, "Dad said." And they know what that means. That's the law of the household. And we are not to violate those laws. And so it is with the body of Christ, friends. This individual, this faithful man of God from a foreign country, Mr. Romero, goes on. He went on to say that he must look at himself and judge himself first, and then added, "I don't refer to anybody." He said, "What I was trying to say was, United States, thank you for giving me the American dream. There's no better country than this one because it is blessed by God." Amen. Amen. And I'll tell you what, that's why we need to correct it. We need to align ourselves with the lawgiver because he is the one that gave it. Mr. Romero goes on, he says, "It's in the dollars. God has printed on the money that this country was made by Christian people. That means it's blessed by God." How many times I spend hours on this radio program rebuking the sin that she prefers over holiness on a daily basis. I'm finding myself reading the end of Jeremiah slowly. It's one of my favorite books. And Jeremiah said, "Lord, they want to kill me. They want to kill me, Lord, because I give them the good word of the Lord. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. But they want to kill me because I give them the good word." Now we can understand why Jesus was hated. Because he reproved men's sin. He uncovered men's sin. John 15, John 7, 7. He reproved the evil of the world. You know, the commandment is a lamp, the law is light, and reproofs of correction are the ways of life. But we know those that don't want to be corrected, we know that it's grievous to those that have forsaken the truth. Correction. And yet again, speaking of love and highlighting what Mr. Romero is saying, it's interesting when he talks about the love of God. "And as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent," the Lord said. Jesus Christ, the risen one, who sits at the right hand of the Heavenly Father, even now, blessed be his name, in Jesus' name. "As many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten." He said, "Be zealous, therefore, and repent of your sins before a just and holy God." You can't repent until you know his moral law. Exodus 20, Galatians 3:24, Romans 3:20, Romans 7, Romans 13. Folks, I can go on. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. But I wanted to highlight that for you, friends, because when I first watched Mr. Romero, just the other day by chance it popped up, and I looked at it, and I didn't know what to expect, and it just hit me. And I praise God that there's people like this that are willing to open their mouth when it matters the most. And you notice he didn't come over here, America, and play all politically correct. He said what needed to be said because he had the opportunity to do it. And he did it. And now his message is making waves throughout the globe. See, that's what the gospel does. The Lord said in Isaiah 55 that his word would not return unto him void. It would go forth and prosper in what the Lord meant it to prosper in. And it is. Now we're talking about on the sonsoflibertyradio.com. I just praise God for the faithful among men, because we know faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. I am so sick of politicians. I am so sick of preachers that are hirelings and whores and nothing more. Read Jeremiah 23, Matthew 23, because the God of love woes them. He damns them. And I'll tell you what, the more you are in the Christian life, the more you understand where the snakes are at. And the more you learn what not to tolerate. You know, love worketh no ill, friends. It owes you the truth. And on the sonsoflibertyradio.com, I aim to do that every single show, that your blood is not upon my hands. You now know the truth. If you turn me off, at least you turn me off knowing you turned me off because I said what you needed to hear. And how many times people will call or email and say, you know what, you said what I didn't want to hear, but I knew it was true. Well, that's what delivered me. As a matter of fact, I remember being a young man, 14 years old, I was in detox. And I used to just love to fight. As a matter of fact, when I was 14, I won city in boxing, Golden Gloves boxing. Just angry at life, angry with myself. And I took it out on everybody that I shouldn't have taken it out on. But I remember that I got caught at Circus in a suburb called Brooklyn Park in the state of Minnesota for fighting. And I was thrown in detox on 2020 Minnehaha. I don't know why I remember that, but I do. And I'll never, ever, ever forget a counselor there who sat on the other side of the desk. You know, You get booked into detox, and then what happens is they get counselors around you, and they all want to convince you that you need their help, right? Well, the bottom line was that I sat in front of this counselor, and it was in his room all by himself, and he was talking about the birds and the bees, and he looked at me, and he said, "You don't want to be here." I said, "No, I don't." And I'm sure I was using vulgarities as a young punk because I thought I was cooler than sliced bread at that particular time. And so he started to kind of mock me and make fun of my lifestyle. And he said, "If you could jump over the top of this desk right now, you'd rip my head off, wouldn't you?" And I said back to him, you're blanking right, I would. And I look back. It was never a preacher. It was a counselor that told me what I needed to hear. And I'll tell you what, even today, if I ever run into that individual, I'm going to tell him, "Thank you so much for telling me the truth and getting in my face. And I know why you did it, because you did love. And I want you to know, too, by you getting in my face the way that you did, it did make a difference." How many years later, I'm still talking about what Jesus Christ did through a faithful counselor in detox when I was 14 years old. It just shows us again, friends, that the Lord is a father of the fatherless. And indeed, He is. He is alive forevermore, friends. We're going to come right back after this break. And I want to talk about a couple things that I've been talking about with some family members. I'll share with you in a minute.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Yeah, I just wanted to share this really quick because we got into a conversation over the last week, and I just want to be a little more transparent on today's program. And it's interesting that people have forgotten the miracles and the acts which the Lord does for his children, and he still does it today. As a matter of fact, it talks about in the book of Hebrews, God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and with diverse miracles and with gifts of the Holy Ghost. Because it tells us in 1 Corinthians 4:20, it says that the kingdom of God is not in word, but it's in power. And I don't know how we've fallen away from the fact that we're to find our faith not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of the Most High God by what he does. He still is the miracle worker. As a matter of fact, it says in Deuteronomy 11:3, it tells us, in his miracles and his acts which he did in the midst of Egypt, unto Pharaoh the king of Egypt and all of his land. And when you go back to the foundation of this country through the Revolutionary War, you better bet your bottom dollar that the Most High God was with less than 3% of the population to give us what we have 239 years later. So, having a conversation with some of my family members over the last week, these things started to bubble up again. And I thought, wait a second. You know, we're to ponder these things that God has done for us. And I'm not just talking about how I read it in the book of Deuteronomy. I'm talking about how I've seen him operate through my own personal life. As a matter of fact, I remember when I was 24 years old, living the rock star life. I was broke, had nothing to eat. The only thing I could do was what everybody else did in the rock and roll scene. Play your instrument, play the rock star thing, and really the fact of the matter is you're a big loser, right? And what people didn't realize was that I was the one calling out to God. As a matter of fact, when we were touring through Minnesota and Iowa and Kansas City and Oklahoma and Texas and Louisiana, I was crying out to God. While everybody was partying, I was in the room crying out to God, saying, I want to know who the God of David is. And it's not something that I put in my heart. It was something the Spirit of God put in my heart. And it was something that God wanted to answer. And he did. I'll tell you what. He came into my life, showed me what I was not, to show me what he is. And it was Martin Luther, the great reformer, that rightly said, until a man becomes nothing, God will not create anything out of him. True that. Because he wants to show us what we are not, so he can show us who he is. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, right? We have to find ourselves in the Christ. For to me to live is Christ, to die is gain. Philippians, right? Remember John said, John 3, that we must decrease that he might increase. Because in 2 Corinthians 13, it talks about how we're crucified through weakness, but we live by the power of God, I add. But I remember, interestingly enough, I was just sharing with one of my family members some of the miracles that God has wrought in my life personally. And I wanted to share a couple of them with you. I remember when I was a rocker, and I still am. But the difference is I'm rocking for the rock and by the rock now, right? I'm not trying to be something that I'm not. And interestingly enough, I remember I had no food, I had no money, and we were on... I was walking around the lake with one of my friends, and I remember telling my friend that I had no money, I had nothing to eat, and it was kind of a scary position to be in. And I was really in a low state. I was really in a broken state. See, the sacrifices of God are a broken and a contrite heart. O Lord, thou wilt not despise. Psalm 51, verse 17, and go to Isaiah 66, verse 2 as well. But interestingly enough, I looked out into the water. It was like in the springtime, so there was still ice over the top of the water. And like I said, I was broken into 1,000 pieces. And all of a sudden, I looked out into the water. And about 15, 20, maybe 25 yards out, I could see something in the bottom of the water. And I thought, well, what is that? And what I did is I got into the water. And I thought, wait a second, that looks like money. At the bottom of the lake, Lake Harriet in Minnesota, South Minneapolis. And I remember it was cold out, and I remember walking out into the water, and I walked all the way up to what it looked like was money. And you know what it was? It was like $130 worth of food stamps that somebody must have dropped in the water the year before. And now I had $130 to go get something to eat with. And when I think of stuff like that, now I didn't go apply for welfare, friends. I just found it and I redeemed it, right? And that's exactly what I did. And let me tell you what, I ate heartily that night, especially for how skinny I was and am. Were you going to comment?
Just going to leave that one alone.
And I remember another particular time, and this was when I was still in the world, and I remember just talking about the miracles of the Lord. I remember I was watching this guy. I remember his name. His name was Bob Tilton. And I remember he used to just, what he would do is he would take all of his letters and he would put them on his table and he would pray over them and he would cry over the letters. And I remember everybody just used to sit there and mock the guy, and I didn't particularly like what he was doing either, because the message is gimme, 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 my name is Jimmy, but who was I to judge if this was the Lord trying to get my attention? It took an act of faith on my part to actually receive what he wanted to do, man touching God. And I remember he was asking for help, and I think it was for foreign people, and I remember I had $68. I'll never forget it as long as I live. None of these miracles. And I took the $68 and I said under my breath, Lord, they need it more than I do. And the fact of the matter is, folks, I needed that money. But I wanted to take care of somebody more than I was looking out for myself. And that is the love of God that's been shed abroad in our hearts. And I sent that $68 into Bob Tilton at that particular time. And I said, Lord, I just want to know who you are. And if this is what it takes to know who you are, then so be it. And I didn't think anything more of it. I just left it there. I sent the money and I forgot about it. About a week later, when I was again in the rock scene, I had a girlfriend. Her sister walked into a store in Anoka, Minnesota, another suburb in the state of Minnesota here. Now, keep in mind, my particular situation is I have four brothers by three different dads. Talking about dysfunction, right? And one of the kids was adopted out in 1968. And for years, my mom kept going back to the social workers trying to find out where the child that she gave up for adoption was located. She wanted to make contact with him. And I remember try after try after try after try, completely failed. Going back to my girlfriend's sister who walked into a store in Anoka. She called me up and she said, "Bradley, you have an adopted brother, don't you?" I said, "Yeah, my mom's been looking for him for years." Now keep in mind, the week before, I actually tithed some money in hopes of getting a response from God. That's all I knew, friends, okay? Just so you understand, that's all I knew. She said, "Bradley, there is a guy that works at this station, this store, that looks exactly like you." And I kind of chuckled it off and I didn't think anything of it. And all of a sudden, he picked up the phone and he starts talking to me, and he was arrogant just like I was. And he said, "Listen, this is probably nothing." I said, "Are you adopted out?" And he said, "Yes." I said, "Can you tell me when your birthday was?" He gave me his birthday. It was October 2nd. I said, "Well, listen, nothing's probably going to become of this." And he said, "Well, even if not, let's still get together." He said, "If you look as good as I do," and you know, so on and so forth. Just a bunch of punk kids, right? And I said, "Okay." I said, "Let me call my mom and I'll call you right back." And I didn't think a thing of it, friends. And I called my mom at work and I said, "Mom, I said, remember you've been looking for your adopted son?" And she said, "Yeah." I said, "Well, what year was he born?" She told me. And I said, "Well, you know, Mary just called me and said there's a guy in Anoka that works at a store that looks just like me." And I said, "He told me his birth date." I said, "His birth date." I said, "Mom, when's his birthday?" And I just said it nonchalantly. And she said, "October 2nd. And I said, "Mom, I found him." I didn't find him. The Lord found him. And all of a sudden, that word came right back to me. My prayer a week before: "That's all I want to do is know you. How do you operate? What do you do?" He's still alive forevermore, friends. What's interesting about this guy is we met up with him, I think, 2 days later. My mom was just ecstatic. The guy walks in, looks exactly like my mom. It was him. First time I met him in my whole life, 24 years old. Folks, he does stuff like this all the time. But he's not a God that walks around with a big nose, big red nose and white makeup on his face and funny hair and big shoes. And see, that's what people want to make out of the Christ. And folks, that is the furthest thing from the truth. My whole life, and I can say this right now, even to my wife, I've been married to for 15 years. Where has he ever one time failed us? Never. He never has. I didn't say it was easy, but he's never, ever, ever failed us. David said that he has never seen the seed of the righteous begging. That's exactly right. Folks, how many times have you ever heard me ask for financial help? I abhor, gimme, gimme, gimme. My name is Jimmy. Is there lessons in tithing and sowing and giving? Yes, absolutely there is. Those that preach the gospel live by the gospel. But what the professed church in America today has made it is a circus, a show. You know, you just give God your money and this is what he's going to do. That's not who he is. And the fact of the matter is we have to get back to who he is. You know, like I said a couple weeks back, friends, we're so busy trying to create a God that looks like us rather than Jesus Christ. We're trying to get God to serve us rather than us serve him. In so many different ways, we have to get back to what the gospel says so we can know who he is. And by the way, these miracles that I'm talking about, they belong to the church. They belong to those that don't know who he is. Because in third world countries, friends, miracles are happening 24/7.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Greetings, I'm Ron Strom, commentary editor for WND.com. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Bradley Dean for the vital work he does through his radio show, Sons of Liberty. I think of Bradley Dean as a biblical patriot on steroids.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Now, folks, we could literally have 6 hours of radio shows right in a row, hour after hour, just of the miracles that God has wrought. And it's interesting, those are dropped on his kids for a purpose. And the secret belongeth to those that fear the Lord. And it's really true. Even while we are in your sins, even while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, even during that time, he was showing himself off to who he was in my life, and it was pretty awesome, and it was undeniable every step of the way. But I want to bring Stephanie up really quick and just kind of talk a little bit about, now again, keep in mind, I'm in my rock and roll days, okay? And here, let me set the premise really quick. I'm in my rock and roll days, and I remember there used to be this video. It was a commercial, and it was for Cost Cutters, and there was a couple of them. And I remember seeing this commercial all of the time. And again, keep in mind, I'm still in the world. I'm still in the rock and roll days. And I wanted a family. I wanted to be married. I wanted to have kids. And that was just a desire that I had. And interestingly enough, I knew the commercial like the back of my hand. There was Best Buy commercials. There was other commercials that Stephanie was a part of. And I didn't know this. And so without further ado, I'll let you finish the story, and I might add more to it at the very end of it.
Okay, so, you know, how Bradley and I really did, we wrote a song on one of our albums called One Heart. And part of the lyrics of One Heart, it's the story of Bradley and I getting together. It says, you and I, we come from different worlds. And Bradley and I really did come from different worlds. He came from, you know, a dysfunctional home and so on and so forth, without a father, so on. And I came from, you know, a good home, dad and mom, so on and so forth. In fact, I was a pastor's daughter. So how we we ended up meeting was one day this guy with long hair comes flying out of the front door of my house, and it's not unusual.
Right after I got saved.
Yeah, and it's not unusual, you know, after, you know, to have visitors and stuff at a pastor's home, because, you know, you're always entertaining someone or there's people coming over in and out. So I talk with him. I just saw him kind of fly out of the house. Turns out he was kind of a mutual friend. We both kind of had a mutual friend, and so he's at our house. And so, you know, we decided to get together. We talked on the phone a little bit, and then we decided just to meet one day. So we met, and I remember that I think probably the first time I talked with him, you know, maybe not even the first time, one of the times we kind of spoke, he kind of told me everything I didn't want to hear, you know, which is a good faithful witness, which is someone who speaks
for
the truth,
right?
In your life. So it's like, you know, no.
You want someone to ruin your world, just give me a call.
Yeah, just
I'll
give Bradley
over.
A call. He'll help bring the dark clouds over. But, you know, I was going to be off to college in Florida. I wanted to, you know, have a new start, go out there in Florida. And he said, well, you know, you're called to ministry here, so on and so forth. It's like, no, I don't want to do that. I want to
How did that go over with you, by the way, when we're speaking? I mean, because, folks, this is a prophetic ministry.
Yeah, I don't really remember how it went over with me, but I just remember.
No, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that.
Yeah,
right.
Well, I had plans, you know, to go to college in Florida, and so I did that. So I went to school in Florida for a while, to a ministry school. And then I ended up coming back at a Christmas break. And so we had known each other and hung out and stuff and so on, you know, during this time and before. But I came back, and it just so happened that, you know, I was at my dad's church. Bradley was there too, and we sat down at Perkins, and we just had another one of those talks and so on and so forth. So I decided to quit school and come back to be in full-time ministry, and that's exactly what we did. Now, the unique thing about our marriage is the fact that Bradley was asking the Lord for confirmation of us supposing to be together. You know, Lord, send us a confirmation note, this is your will, and so on and so forth. So, as Bradley mentioned, I used to do commercials and different things like that and some print work, you know, like your ads that you see, you know, in the local newspaper and so on.
And Cheerios boxes.
That's what I'm getting to.
Okay.
So I happened to be on the front of a Team Cheerios box. Perhaps you remember that from, you know, years back. But I was on the front of a Cheerios box, and we were looking at that one day after Bradley had, you know, said this prayer. We somehow came across the fact that on the Cheerios box that I was on years ago, before we even met or even knew each other, when you flip it around, because it was a Team Cheerios box, it kind of highlighted different teams across the nation. There was a coach, and the coach at the back of the box, when you flip it over, was exactly Bradley's name. So we were saying, Lord, let us have some confirmations and so on and so forth. When you look, this is a divine confirmation. We hadn't even known each other during this time. And right when we had asked for the Lord to, you know, answer that prayer, we had saw that Cheerios box. And through, the divine things that kind of came together for us to be able to.
Only to find out that you were the one that was in the commercial in my rock and roll days. I knew exactly what the commercial was. And my desire was, at that particular time, was to be married. And what I didn't know is my wife was right in front of me on TV.
Right, exactly. And so, like I said, this we had not met before. So I was in a commercial that he was sitting there watching on TV, didn't even know it. And you're, Lord, I need a wife, and you're watching a TV, you know, commercial. Oh, that is my wife. Of course, he had no idea at the time. But when you go back and look at the divine hand of God and how things come together, it's not exactly how you would picture it, or maybe not how you think things should happen. But what's great about the Lord is that his ways are higher than our ways, and his will is way beyond ours.
And you always know it when it's the Lord because of what you just said. There's no other way that this could have happened outside of how he did it and who did it.
That's right. And you have to look at when we ask God for answers to our prayers, sometimes we pray. I remember one time Bradley was asking the Lord for a wife, and he went to this really seasoned, old spiritual man in the Lord, man of God, and said, you know, you said to him, well, but the Lord promised that he'd give me the desires of my heart. And the preacher looked at Bradley and said, those are his desires.
Yep.
So you might say, well, Lord, I want to marry this person, or I want to marry this person or that person, or I have this idea in my mind of what I want. And the Lord might come in and rock your world and give you the exact opposite of what you maybe idealistically think. But what he has in mind for you is a lot better than what you think. You know, we can say, well,
you can't follow through with the compatibility test because, friends, that's the flesh. That's not the spirit at all.
Right. It's going to have to be something that the Lord puts together. And, you know, put aside your, you know, you've got things you might say, well, you know, I want someone. I kind of kid around this in my virtue class. You know, I want someone who's, you know, tall, dark, and handsome. You know, he's got to have a 3-inch bicep and this and that and the other. People have ideas in their mind of what they think their perfect mate would be. Well, the Lord might rock your world with someone that's not who you picture, but who is exactly the right person.
Is everybody picking this up? Are you trying to say that I'm not tall?
Oh, no, no,
studly
no.
and handsome.
That's not what I'm saying.
And by the way, my biceps are a little bit bigger than 3 inches. Yeah. Are you talking about screech here or
no,
what?
No. I'm saying I have fun with this in my virtue class. But what's nice about it is the fact that I want to point out and make the point is people sometimes have ideals in their mind. God can rock your ideals. People think, you know, well, in life, Lord, I'd like to do this. Well, God might say, well, that's great. You want to do this. I have plans for you to be in ministry and do this.
Yeah.
But what I've always learned is that the talents and so forth that God has given you, maybe you've used them for the flesh in the past, or maybe you've used them for worldly reasons, even too in my acting and things that I've done. You know, I did that, you know, not necessarily for the Lord's sake, but now the Lord is using all those talents and abilities doing what we're doing in ministry.
Yeah.
So you might think, well, Lord, you've given me these talents and these gifts or these abilities.
Well, you were even tested with that because, friends, do you remember when Jesse Ventura actually highlighted a movie here on earth back during his gubernatorial or his governorship here in the state of Minnesota? Well, Stephanie was the one to get the main role in that movie, and then when she read the script, I remember I came home and I looked, and this is right when we first got married. I remember her sitting on our little couch that we had, and I remember she was crying. She said, I can't do this. And she said, I can't go out there and talk to the young people, the high schools and the colleges, and preach to the young people as to how they're supposed to live according to the dictates of Christ's word. And you know, and then they go and see a movie of me acting like a little runaround in this movie. I just can't do that. I can't play the hypocrite. I remember when that test came. But that test, after she passed that test, somewhere down the line, as you look at the way the Lord works, he replenished her desires for the right things, and it paid off because she did the right thing rather than choosing to do the wrong thing momentarily.
Yeah, and I think, you know, your actions speak louder than words. And if you wouldn't, you know, be in something that you wouldn't want your own husband to see, then obviously so there's something wrong. We have to, a lot of times you're going to get tested on your ideals and your principles and even in life. For you young people out there, as you're waiting for, you know, your future husband, for your future wife, you're going to be tested.
Abraham was tested.
That's right. And there's going to be situations that might be difficult for you to overcome, but we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. It is Christ who overcomes within us. And you have to know that along the way, every decision you make is not going to be, Lord, I want to do what's right for me. No. Lord, thy will be done. Show me your will, because ultimately when you're walking in the Lord's will, that's where you're going to have peace and joy, and where he's going to fulfill the desires of your
heart. And he said, he who loses his life for my sake will find it, and he who finds it will lose it. So we need to give ourselves away for the purpose of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
That's right, and that's exactly what we're doing here at the Sons of Liberty, and we cannot do what we do without your support. And as Bradley mentioned, we don't sit on this radio show day after day begging for money. No, at the close of the show, we say, hey, we're really out there doing the stuff. We are seriously on the front lines all the time, and we would love for you to be able to join together with us and to be able to support what we're doing on a daily basis, on a national basis, on an international basis. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com if you've not yet checked out either website. They're wonderful websites, very informative, so much good information. But if you click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty, that means that you can support what we're doing on a monthly basis. If you say, hey, I can't quite do it on a monthly basis, but I'd sure love to support when I can, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the button in the upper left-hand corner that says Donations Gratefully Received. It's not cliche for us to say that we could not do what we do without your support,
but it's
really true, and it comes from our hearts. And for those of you who are sons and daughters of Liberty, we say thank you so much for what you've done. But for those of you that say, well, hey, you know, I listen to this program. I feel like I get fed every day. I'd like to be able to be a part of reaching out to other people so they can hear this message too. Don't hesitate. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Join to become a son or daughter of liberty.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We love you by what we do, friends. 1 John 3:18, and we will talk to you in 23 hours. See ya.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Lockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Lockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Lockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.